Hello. Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germain. More than 4,000 years ago, there lived a man named Abram, or Abraham. We read in the Bible from the first book, the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse 1. Now when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. The sign of this covenant was circumcision. God promised to give the land of Canaan to the descendants of Abraham, from the river of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. From Abraham came Isaac, his son. Isaac had a son whose name was Jacob, which God changed to Israel. Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, had 12 sons, who became the people of Israel. After 430 years in Egypt, God gave the people of Israel the law through Moses. Other nations came from Abraham as well as Israel. The Arabs, the Edomites, the Midianites. This is history. God kept his promises to Abraham. Another promise that God made to Abraham was that in him all nations of the earth would be blessed. Listen to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. God said to Abraham, And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Also we read again the same promise in Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. God said, And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. Now then we have seen how that God made a covenant with Abraham, and then much later the law was given to Israel through Moses. The law given through Moses included the Ten Commandments. Let us read now what God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. Then the Lord said to Moses, Write down these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Exodus 34, verse 27. Did you hear that? The covenant was with Israel. In the very next verse, it mentions the Ten Commandments. Listen now to Exodus 34, verse 28. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat bread or drink water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28. The words of the covenant that God made with Israel were the Ten Commandments. Notice that this covenant was made only with Israel. The Ten Commandments were given only to Israel. Jeremiah prophesied about 2,600 years ago to the kingdom of Judah. Through Jeremiah, God promised a new covenant. Let us read the word of God from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31 and 32. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 and 32. God definitely promised a new covenant. This same passage of Scripture is quoted in the book of Hebrews. After quoting this which we have just read, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13 states, When he said a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. but whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. Just as God promised through his prophet Jeremiah, a new covenant was given through Messiah. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15 states, "And for this reason he, Messiah, is the mediator of a new covenant, in order that since a death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. God promised through Jeremiah that under the new covenant that there would be forgiveness of sins. He said, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34. Now you can understand that Messiah became the mediator of a new covenant by his death for your sins. Messiah said, "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is to be shed on behalf of many for the forgiveness of sins." Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Messiah said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. This Messiah did. He fulfilled the law and gave a better covenant, the new covenant, just as foretold by God through Jeremiah. The old covenant has been fulfilled. It is no longer in effect. What about the words of the old covenant that the law was given through Moses? Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Are you listening? "But before faith came, we were kept in custody under the law, being shut up to the faith which was to be revealed. Therefore the law became our tutor to lead us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor." Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. Did you notice that? The law was a tutor, a schoolmaster, to lead Israel to Messiah. But now we are no longer under the tutor, no longer under the schoolmaster, the law, no longer under the law. Does this include the Ten Commandments as well? We turn now to Book of Romans, chapter 7. And let us begin reading from verse 4 in the 7th chapter of Romans. "Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, that you might be joined to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we might bear fruit for God. For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in the members of our body to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, having died to that which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the Spirit and not in oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law. For I would not have known about coveting if the law had not said, 'You shall not covet.'" Romans chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. My friend, where did the law say, "You shall not covet"? In the Ten Commandments. The conclusion then is that we have died to the law. We are released from the law. What law? The law including the Ten Commandments. That is exactly what is stated in Romans chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. We are now under a new covenant, a new law, the law of Messiah. Study Romans chapter 7, verses 4 through 7 for yourself. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 speaks of the law of Messiah. Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16 tell us that the law was fulfilled, taken out of the way when Messiah died on the cross. We read Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 14, down through verse 16. Having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, and which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having it nailed it to the cross, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Therefore, let no one act as your judge in regard to food or drink, or in respect to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. The words of the old covenant, the law, were taken out of the way and nailed to the cross of Messiah. The blood of Messiah brought in the new covenant, the new testament, a new law, just as God promised through his prophet Jeremiah. 2 Corinthians discusses the old covenant that was written on stones, and the new covenant was written on tablets of human hearts. Study 2 Corinthians chapter 3 to learn the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. You need to understand that you are under the new covenant. Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. You have been severed from Messiah, you who are seeking to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. The promise made to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, was that all nations would be blessed in Messiah, in Abraham. What is this promise? Do you remember in Genesis, God said that in the seed of Abraham all nations would be blessed? This seed is singular, one, the Messiah. From Abraham came Messiah, who died for all nations. We read now in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say, and to seeds, as referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed. That is Messiah. You can become a real offspring of Abraham, an heir according to the promise. Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. For you are all sons of God through faith in Messiah Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Messiah have clothed yourselves with Messiah. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Messiah Jesus. And if you belong to Messiah, then are you Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Genesis chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. You need to first believe in Messiah Jesus, who died for your sins. Then you can be baptized into Messiah. This will make you a true child of God, a true offspring of Abraham, an heir of eternal life, the blessing in Abraham. Please write to us. Let us know if you would like a free copy of this lesson or a free Bible correspondence course. Write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with us. This is Germaine. Have a good eternity.